This is Educated and Empowered. Hi guys, it's Tennille M. Jackson coming one more time with another podcast episode. And today's topic is why mindset matters. Why mindset matters. So before we jump into it, I want to do my due diligence and remind you all to please follow me across social media if you are not already doing so. You can find me on Facebook at my name, Tennille M. Jackson. You can then go to Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Clubhouse, and YouTube, and you can find me at My Name is Tennille. That entire thing is my handle. My name is Tennille. And if you would like to work with me, feel free to go to my website, mynameistennille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. And so we're going to jump right into it today. Today, again, our topic is why mindset matters. Okay, a lot of times I'll use that hashtag mindset matters because that's both kind of it's a play on words saying that mindset, it does matter, and then there are things that we're talking about that are matters of the mind. So mindset matters, right? But today we're talking about why mindset matters. Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And I reference that a lot because, again, mindset matters. There is a such thing, we always talk about mind over matter, but there is a such thing as power of the mind, right? And so this isn't necessarily a spiritual thing. So when I say that, what I mean is this isn't about what religious affiliation you claim. So this isn't a Pentecostal or a Baptist or a Catholic or a Buddhism. Like, this has nothing to do with denomination, but this is truly all about the power of the mind. And I will say that the Bible does say that the power of life and death lies in the tongue. And it also says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But again, when we say thinks in his heart, the heart actually is referencing the mind. So at the end of the day, you know, you have to, it is all about thinking positively, right? Like, have you ever noticed if you are, you know what, matter of fact, it doesn't even matter if you're an optimist or a pessimist with this point. So let me make this point. You attract what you are. So for those people who are naturally negative, a lot of times negative energy comes your way. So again, I'm going to break it down to whether you're a believer or you're not a believer, because there are so many principles that people who are not believers, they are still biblically based, right? So the world may call it karma, and the Bible or believers may say that this is a reaping and sowing principle, right? You reap what you sow. So whatever you put out is going to come back to you. So if you put out good, then good will come back. If you put out bad, then bad will come back, right? And so it is so important to understand how important your mindset is. Like, it is so important to make sure that you are thinking about the right things, that your mindset is right. Again, I'm in the midst of this attitude of gratitude challenge. And one of the templates that I personally use, that I always encourage others to employ as well, comes from Philippians 4:8, when it talks about the things that we are to think on. It says, you know, just paraphrasing, whatever things are lovely and true and pure and just and honest and of a good report, That those are the things that we are to think on, right? And so understanding the fact that we do live in the real world, and in the real world, we understand that that means that it's going to be trouble, it's going to be hardship, it's going to be obstacles. There are going to be some times where no matter all the good things that you try to do, you may not get a positive result, right? Why? Because that's sometimes just the way of the world, where bad things happen to good people. But that's the reason why your mindset matters, because if you lack mental fortitude, meaning if it is very hard for you to remain positive when life happens, then you're going to look up and it's going to take you under, right? So what do I mean? So if you're the type of person that every time anything bad happens, you are crying, you are sad, you are feeling like giving up, then what I encourage you to do is figure out how to strengthen yourself mentally, right? Because that really matters. And again, I want to give the disclosure that no, I do not have MD or PhD behind my name. I'm simply a person that has a variety of life experiences. I'm a person who is telling you what I know from firsthand experience, right? Because at the end of the day, I am a person who suffered with depression for a very long time. And one of the reasons I will say, whereas I am very intelligent, right? So we have to understand that intelligence and emotion is two different things. And so sometimes when we're talking about, even though it's crazy to think of it this way, or I should say it's ironic to think of it this way, because when we're talking about mindset, then you would think that what you're actually talking about is intelligence. But the fact of the matter is that what you're really talking about is emotion. Are you able to control your emotions? Because think about it, how many people who are considered maybe even possibly genius have lacked emotional fortitude, right? So we all hear about our IQ, the intelligence quotient, but there's also such thing as EQ, your emotional quotient. And so when we're talking about mindset, the irony again is that it is very strongly tied to your being able to maintain or balance your emotions. Because if every time things get the best of you, you have not figured out how to handle it, then you're going to notice again that you're going to be in a bad way. You're going to find yourself, whether it's just sad or even depressed, right? Because when you lack that ability to stay strong despite what's happening in life, then what happens is you don't see a way out, right? Like if your lows are really, really low. So let's say you have a bad day. And let's say, when I say a bad day, I don't just mean that it rained. I mean, let's say you have a day where you got laid off. And obviously it blindsides you, because there's no way that you probably were able to foresee that a layoff was coming. And so what the point that I'm making is the reason why mindset matters is because if you lack mental fortitude, then when that layoff happens, for you is going to be the end of the world. For you, you're not going to be able to see what can happen beyond this particular point. You're going to feel like, oh, this is the end. Nothing else can happen. You know, it's the end of it. And so many people, they have literally taken their lives, depending on the type of job they had, depending on the type of layoff they have, they end up taking their lives because they can't see a tomorrow. Think about like all the times of recession, right? Think about how many people, if you remember back to the Great Depression. The Great Depression was not this realistic, like this ridiculously long period of time. The Great Depression was simply, there was a time where for a very brief moment in time, I think it was maybe a few days, it didn't last long, but people didn't know how to sustain without money, and you had people, depending on the amount of money that they lost, you had people jumping out of windows, you had people taking their lives. And again, you don't even have to go back that far. There are situations that has happened very recently where when people thought that they lost their shirt, the stock market crashed, they just didn't know what to do. They couldn't see beyond that moment in time. And so when you are unable to see hope, then you can really find yourself in a bad place very quickly. And so that's why we're talking about today with Mindset Matters. And that's the reason why Mindset Matters, because you need to be able to see hope even when it doesn't seem as though there is any to be found. Enjoying my Educated and Empowered podcast? Then subscribe and show your support. For only $3.99 a month, you'll gain exclusive access to special episodes that I make just for my subscribers. So in addition to the regular content, you'll gain access to extra episodes about writing and relationships, spiritual matters, current events, life coaching tips and techniques. All you have to do is go ahead and subscribe today. $3.99 a month, and you'll have exclusive access. If you're just now tuning in, the topic is why mindset matters, right? We are very close to the end of another year, very close to it, probably less than 60 days out, maybe less than 45 days to another year. And so many people, you know, you're finishing up your calendars and you're looking back over your years, whether you are, whether you're in business or not. If you are a person who had things on your to-do list, and these were things that I want to do around this time of year, you're going back, checking over your list, seeing what things might still be possible, what things may not be possible. And it's important to maintain a positive mindset, right? Because again, there are some people, if there were certain things you had on your list to accomplish, and if these were things that needed to be done before it turned cold outside, and again, depending on where in the world you live, we know that the weather is beginning to change. And so it's very important to understand that, you know what, just because you didn't get it done this particular time, that the world isn't over. Like, you got to be able to hold yourself together and keep yourself encouraged long enough to say, you know what, God willing, this time next year I will have gotten it done, right? Because what happens a lot of times when we miss deadlines, what happens is it discourages us. And so it tests your mental fortitude. When things don't go your way, it tests your level of discipline, it tests your level of patience, and it tests how strong you are emotionally, right? And so you have to understand that it's going to be so many times in life where things do not go your way. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you were not prepared. It doesn't necessarily mean that there was something that you did wrong on your part. But there are just times, I said it before and I'll continue to say it, there are just times where bad things happen to good people. And so you have to have some type of strategy prepared for that. And so that's really what I want to kind of jump into is giving you all, because you should know me by now. You've listened to enough podcasts, I hope. And if you have not listened to enough of my episodes, then go back and listen to some of them. In fact, I'll encourage you to go to anchor.fm, subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast. You get a combination of both free and paid episodes. So if you go over there, yeah, you'll be able to hear some free content, But if you become a paid subscriber, it's only $3.99 a month. You'll get access to exclusive content that I make just for my paid subscribers. And so again, the point being that if you've been listening to me long enough, you know that I'm not the type of person to just talk about the problem, right? Typically what I'm going to do is I'm going to outline the problem. I'm going to start explaining whatever the issue is, just so that everybody understands where I'm coming from, because many of the times you can identify with whatever the issue is that I'm talking about, but we don't stay focused on the problem. What we really like to do is move you toward the solution, right? And again, why mindset matters. This is why mindset matters, because if you don't have the right type of mindset, you're going to stay focused on the problem. And we all know people that's like that, people who are either naturally grumpy, they're pessimistic, you know, it's the end of the world, anything happens, it doesn't matter how great or how small, as soon as anything happens, then it's the end of the world, oh my God, what am I going to do, how could this be, type of mentality. And that mentality does not help any type of situation. Typically, if that's the type of mindset that you are dealing with, then what is going to happen is you're going to end up having a really nervous environment, right? Like if you're the type of person that can't take pressure, if you're the type of person that can't deal with a negative situation, and if you have somebody that you're responsible for, it's going to turn really bad really fast, right? And so I kind of want to talk about some strategies that we can do to help to encourage that mindset, to help get it to where we can have a stronger mindset. What can we do when things go bad? What can we do to try to help keep our mindset in the right place, right? So that we are not getting so angry or frustrated, or you know, we're not so high strung and going over the top and hollering at everybody every time something goes wrong, but that you're able to deal better with pressure, that you're able to cope with whatever these issues are. And so for one of the things that you can do, now again, I do not apologize about being a believer. Anybody that knows me, you know that this is who I am. What I typically will tell you is that if you are not a believer, then any of the strategies that I give you that incorporate your faith, then feel free not to use those. But what I will not do is I will not tailor my talks to people who don't believe, because I do believe. And at the end of the day, this is my podcast. And so I'm not trying to be mean or whatever, but at the end of the day, you have the option to tune in or not tune in, but I am not going to tailor my talk for someone who doesn't believe. I don't have to conform to somebody else just because of your lack of belief, right? So for me, one of the things when we're talking about a strategy for mindset, improving the mindset, one of the things that you can do, again, this is for believers, I would encourage you to pray, right? A lot of times we go to church, but there's a difference between people who go to church and people who consider themselves to be believers. And a lot of times, like for the sake of clarification, I will say that I'm a Christian, but a lot of times I don't use that word because of the fact that people typically will tie in Christianity to a form of denomination. And although my husband is a pastor, I'm not a person who is such, I'm not religious. I'm not a religious person, meaning we go to church. So it's not that, obviously, if he's a pastor, we do go to church. But I believe more so in having a relationship. I don't believe that your salvation is coming just because you attend a church service. You can attend every church service that you want to attend, but if you are not living a particular lifestyle,
If your life does not exemplify the principles that God is asking us for, then what difference does it make if you go to church? And on the opposite end, when you are living a life that God is asking us to live, that probably will be what leads you or what causes you to want to go to church, right? So let's keep pushing past it. So one of the first strategies in trying to strengthen your mindset is to pray. Incorporate prayer. If you are not the type of person that normally prays, then again, I actually wrote a 4-piece devotional, prayer devotional journal, right? So they are called, praying peace for my life, praying peace over my life, praying purpose for my life, praying problems out of my life, and then praying prosperity into my life, right? And so the whole point of writing these journals was because there are a lot of people who legitimately don't know how to pray. They don't know the power of prayer. And so I've heard so many people say, I don't even know what to say or how to start a prayer. And so I ended up writing these journals to kind of help people. If you're really trying to get your prayer life started, then that's the purpose of these journals. And so the point that I'm saying to you all is that prayer works if you work it. And so when you're trying to have peace, there's a scripture that says, you know, that we want to be able to have the peace that passeth all understanding. So regardless of what's going on, one of your remedies is having a peace of mind, right? A lot of times, again, no matter what the negative issue is that has happened, when trouble strikes, if you don't know how to deal with it, one of the first things that will happen is you will lose your peace. And when you don't have a peace of mind, then you're likely to do anything. And so what we want to do, we want to be able to overcome that. And so the way to overcome that is to make sure that we have peace. And one of the ways to attain peace is through prayer. And so I would encourage you all, when you're going through situations and you're asking, you're desiring to have a stronger mind frame, maybe you understand that your mind isn't as strong as it needs to be. Maybe you understand that you're the person that your emotions run you. You know, like every time anybody says anything, you just totally go overboard. Or people say you've been hurt, you've been called dramatic a time or two in your life. You know, you've been told that you go overboard, you overreact. If that's you, then I would encourage you to work on getting a hold of your mind and allowing peace to dwell within you, because everything shouldn't drive you crazy. Everything shouldn't be offensive to you. Everything shouldn't put you over the top. Everything shouldn't make you, you know, start snapping off on people. You should be able to have a discipline about yourself. And so that's actually going to be number two. But the first strategy that we want to implement is prayer, because in implementing prayer, that's going to help us to be able to attain some peace.